G'day, and you're listening to the Fully Cultured Podcast. Today is a different episode. Bass is not available for this shoot, and I'm going to have to call in Eri Chand, my sister. She's an illustrator. She helped do the artwork for the Fully Cultured logos, and yeah, we'll be talking to her about, you know, anime cultured stuff. You want to talk, Eri?
Hi!
Okay, let's jump straight into it. What was the first anime you have watched?
Okay. My anime is showing my age. So, the first anime I ever watched was Sailor Moon. So, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what Sailor Moon is. Girl meets a cat. Cat starts talking. Finds out you're actually a reincarnation of a princess that lives on the moon.
And then there's planets and other girls that are...
The Sailor Force, man.
Sailor Force. I've never watched Sailor Moon.
Oh my god, you missed out on life.
Yes, I'm not cultured in the Sailor Moon. I don't know how old it is.
Oh, every teenager wanted to be a Sailor Moon Sailor Scout. The whole costume thing.
Oh yeah, they wear some weird ass costumes, like skirts and...
It was like a school uniform, oh, but sailor style, and they got to wear makeup, and she had like meatballs on her head,
and they had big eyes and stuff. Yes. Okay. What was your favorite anime intro?
Oh, okay. So that's a hard one, because I'm gonna give you all three of them. So my favorite visually, because I'm an illustrator and I visually pleasing to my eyeball, is the Yuri on Ice intro.
Of course.
Just talking like, as an artist myself, I'm like, oh my god, that's beautiful. Look, I can't stop looking at it. And the song is good too.
Yes, it's really it's really nice to sing too.
Oh shit, I said your name.
You retard. You're supposed to say Aeson.
Aeson, we'll just chop that bit out. Okay.
God, that's going to be a lot of chopping out.
So when I first saw the intro for this, I made you watch it multiple times, and I got him addicted to the intro of it. So that's number one. Number two is the intro to One Punch. Like, the music just pumps you up. I don't know if you can play it, but, like, the very first bit of the intro of the song.
Where it's like, One Punch! Is that it?
I don't know what he actually says in the beginning of the song, but it sounds like, Baka! Which is, like, why I like it. I'm like, who doesn't like a good Baka in the morning?
Baka!
And my third one is the intro for One Punch. Oh, wait, what was it?
One Punch.
It wasn't One Punch, it was...
Is it the villain?
What is it called? Cowboy Bebop. Because you can't not like that intro. It's just so pretty as well. Okay, if I keep going, I'll say too many.
The jazz music kind of goes like... Duh, 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 duh,
it kind of reminds me of... what is it? It's like... James Bond intro.
Oh yes.
To the old school like ones. Oh.
Okay. What is the funniest anime you've watched?
Oh, that one's a hard one. I'm gonna have to say recently the funniest one I've watched is My Next Life as a Villain, All Roots Lead to Doom. It's like about this girl who gets, I want to say reincarnated,
yes.
And she's in like one of those Japanese games where it's a harem, but she's the villain.
Okay, keep going.
So she has to try not to step on any red flags and get herself exiled or killed.
Executed, yes.
And that's pretty much the beginning of the show, because I can't wreck it if you haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So, what is your favorite genre right now?
So, with the mangas, I've been reading a lot of recognizing ones and the...
That's isekai?
Yeah, and I've forgotten what it's called. When it's a person, but they pass away and then they come back.
I'm pretty sure that's isekai.
No, I thought it had a different name, I swear. Well, I'll think about it later. I'll be like screaming it later. And you'll be like, what?
All right, so you got that one. So do you have an anime ending that you want but you didn't get? So you know what I mean?
I get what you mean, but I haven't really thought about one that I...
So you could like think of like how Host Club ended and all that stuff.
Okay, so many movies out there that I'm like, I wish they had a better ending.
Like No Name or Your Name?
Your Name.
Yeah. That one annoyed me. I've talked about that one.
Oh, okay. So the ending was good, but I kind of wish something else happened. So this was a movie called Beast and the Boy.
I've heard of it.
You might have not heard of it, but people who really like and it's really pretty. And so this boy loses his mother and gets lost into the world of beasts, and he trains with this giant, I want to say bear, because he looks like a bear. Anyway, so he trains with him, gets stronger, becomes his apprentice, even though he doesn't want to, and like gets raised by a, I want to say future god sort of thing. And so in the ending, oh, spoilers, sorry guys, spoilers, if you want to see this movie, you shouldn't listen to me for a second. Block your ears and turn away. So at the end, the guy gets reincarnated as a sword, and his sword goes into his soul of the child. And so, like, in the end, the guy dies, but he's a sword, and he's inside the human's body because he's his sword. And I'm just like, so what happens if the human dies? So he's dead forever inside that human? Or is he like a god that will be passed on to someone else? So it confused me at the end. I'm like, I'm happy that there was a good ending. But I was just like, so what happens? Because he's watching him this whole time now, forever in his life.
All right. So... You explained that one. So what manga apps are you currently using?
Oh, okay. So let me just look at my phone. At the moment, I have Instagram.
Okay, that's a manga app.
That's my, well, because I like some Korean mangas, sort of can't get them on a website. So you have Instagram and they spoil it for us.
Okay.
I have Webtoons.
Yes.
And I also have webcomic.
Alright. That's alright. So, what is your favorite manga you're reading right now?
Okay. So, my favorite one. Oh, I have so many. Yes. We may be here for hours. So, at this very moment, falling off my chair. At the moment, I like this one called Suddenly a Princess.
Okay.
So it's about this girl who was working in like a retail store and suddenly passes away, and she ends up being in a book.
Okay, that's a bit weird.
She ends up being in this book where she turns into this princess who has a horrible ending. It sounds, I've got like a theme going on.
Yes.
Now. But it's because of the artwork is so pretty and the storyline's actually really good. So the father, she tries to avoid another horrible, painful death. And so I'm like, I like this because it's so pretty. You should read it and check it out.
All right. Any other mangas that you want to talk about?
Oh, okay. So let me get my websites written down.
Okay. Take your time.
What was it called? Where is it?
What?
Say something instead for me.
So Base was unavailable today due to like freaking allergy problems. So we'll try to get him back in the next episode. So hopefully he gets better soon, and then we'll have another cultured podcast with Bass, which will be nice because he's got so much to talk about in the next episode, talking about maybe like Rental Girlfriend, the manga that we were talking about in the first episode. He loved talking about Rental Girlfriend and how the manga that he was reading has finally been adapted to an anime, and there's some other ones that are being adapted as well, which is pretty epic because we're reading a lot of mangas that are popular and then somehow they're being adapted into animes, which is pretty cool. And we all love to watch what we're reading instead of reading it on the app.
Ah, okay, I thought of the name of the manga. And it's called A Villain is a Good Match for a Tyrant.
It's a lot of villains.
I know. I've got a thing going on. Wee-hee-hee. Okay.
You want to explain what it's about?
Oh, okay. So pretty much princess gets sold off to marry some guy. Pretty much. And so now she has to pretend to be super mean so people will kill her because she's now an empress. Empress? Is that the word?
Yes, I think. And?
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
It only just started and I only just recently clicked on it because all the other ones were like, meh.
Meh.
Meh. Meh.
Okay. All right. We'll get off manga for now. Who's your favorite anime character?
Oh, favorite. Okay. I have to say Eraserhead. And
why? Or are you going to say two anime characters?
I'm going to say two. Okay, so Eraserhead and King. So, you know Eraserhead, first episode of My Hero. Oh, well, technically he wasn't in the first one. I think it was the second or the third. I forget. Anyway, he's in there and he appears and he doesn't appear like a normal teacher. He rocks up sliding, more like wriggling like a worm, in a yellow sleeping bag and appears there. And I'm like, oh, that man's after my heart.
Okay.
And you're just like, see, spirit animal. Spirit animal right there. That's what I want to be.
Yes, a shaggy, weird-looking teacher that's always depressed and stuff.
He reminds me of Eeyore.
What was the second anime character?
Okay, from One Punch, his name is King. And he has no superpowers whatsoever that I know of. And he just has this aura around him where he looks super badass. And yet he's such a wuss. Unless he's playing a video game, he's got no... he's got nothing except for... this weird face he pulls when he's like stressing. And then like the thumping noises he makes because of his heart. Because he's like... his heart's palpitating. He's just like, oh god, I can't deal with this. And then people are like, that's his power.
Okay. Okay, so who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain, oh, I wrote it down. And it's the Hero Hunter in One Punch. He's so cool. I think it was the scene where he meets the little boy who's getting picked on. I'm like, oh, you could have beat up that little kid, but you were nice to him. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I like you.
Okay. What character do you hate but also like?
That's also the Hero Hunter. Because there's like moments where you're just like, don't be punching people. And then he's like, he does something where he's like saving the kid. It's always the same kid. And you're just like, ugh, why can't you learn, kid? And like, so all the heroes are doing something, like they're ganging up on him. And I was just like, what? There's a kid in there and you're supposed to be heroes and you haven't stopped to check on the kid that's there. So that's why I was like, I hate him at the same time, but I like him. So I can't really... he's just one of those characters where you're just like, okay, I'm rooting for you some of the time, not all the time.
Okay, so anime that you didn't expect to like.
What was that? Okay, so there was this, what is it called? Is it like a harem? No, it's not called a harem.
It's an anime.
Because it, I wasn't supposed to be watching this one because it was like a random little clip of it on, like a meme appeared of it.
Yes.
And so it's called Kiss Him, Not Me. And there was a scene where she like appears as chubby and then gets really skinny afterwards.
Yep.
And that's where I was like, what the? And then I watched like the whole season.
Oh my goodness.
Because I was like, I don't understand this. And then I watched it. I was like,
she fat and now she's skinny.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to watch this. And I'm like, it's not bad.
It's actually good.
Yeah. I was like, oh, cool.
Okay, if you were to be isekai'd, which anime would you choose?
That one's hard. Because I'm not, like...
You're not an isekai kind of person.
No, it's more of the fact that I don't want to die. Like, I could see people going in mangas and picking one, but then
you
I'm like...
You can choose a manga that you like, that you want to get put into.
But I don't have a manga that I want to go into. Oh, it's like, I like manga. I just don't picture myself in the manga. I can't really. Okay, closest thing I've got is Yuri on Ice. Then the closest thing I can do is learn to ice skate.
Yes, and then you can be like doing the intro. Be like, I was born to make history. Okay. So you're a graphic designer, illustrator, animation, and all that stuff. You want to talk about designing the logo and all that stuff? So Airi-chan designs both the old one and the newer version of the Fully Cultured logo. So you want to talk about that?
Okay. First of all, I have to say I'm so sorry. The first logo was my first time drawing anime. And I was like, okay. He asked me for a logo for anime, and I was like, okay, this will be a challenge. And I'm like sketching, going, oh, this one looks okay. And so I gave him like three options, and I was like, ugh, I don't really like any of them. But he chose which one. He was like, that one looks okay. And so I colored it in, and I gave it to him, and he was like, oh, cool, done. And then maybe 2 weeks after that, I was like, I have to draw you a better one. I'm so sorry. That one looks so bad. And anyone who liked it, I'm so sorry. I can upgrade you. I will upgrade that. And so I asked him if he had any references he wanted me to look at to make the logo look better. And then he showed me one of the mangas, or I think it's a manga.
Yeah, I showed her from Masamune's Kun's No Revenge, like the illustrative, I like the design of them, and so I told her like, oh, maybe look at them, look at their character designs and all that stuff, and she like, you know, looked it up and
then it was made.
Did some references, and then she was able to make the new version. The new version looks really clean and completely different from what was the old version.
I say again, I'm so sorry for that. That was my second time drawing anime. I forgot how bad I was with anime eyeballs. Like, it took me a while to get eyeballs fixed. Like, with anime and manga, like, they put more, like, in the eyes than anything else. It's seriously, like, their face is mostly eyeballs, and all you get is like a line for a nose and a mouth.
Yes. Yeah, so they do a lot of detail into the eyes because that's what draws you in.
I was like, how big does an eyeball have to be? And then I was like looking at the reference going, okay, so we're doing 1/3 eyeball for the face and mostly hair. And a tiny bit of nose and mouth.
Yes. All right. You want to discuss anything else while we're at it?
Okay, so I was going to say, what was your favorite anime that you were recently watching?
Are you asking me a question?
I'm asking you a question. Ah, ha, ha, how the tables have turned.
Like, watching right now?
Yes.
Oh, the one that I'm watching right now, Zero Chronicle, is based on, like, apparently it's like a web app game. I'm watching it right now. It's like, it's pretty good. And what it's about is basically, you have like two kind of like, what's it called, regions. You have like a region of darkness where there's like no light and it's like all basically ruins and stuff. And then you have like a region of where it's like of light, where it's like all nice and like castles and it's all like, you know, good and all that stuff. And there's no like damage and anything. It's all peaceful. They're all happy. But right now in the anime, it's like, you know, there's like a big war going on because, you know, they want freaking...
Nobody has like happy times all the time.
They just want... I don't know what they want, but they're just fighting over something. And there's like this god that which is like half dragon, half something. And then he's like destroying the place and then some other stuff happens. I'm really enjoying watching this anime, but I had to put it on the back burner right now because I'm working and all that stuff. I have no time to, you know, catch up right now. I'm thinking about catching up and like seeing what happens because it's currently finished. It's done 12 episodes of the anime. I just want to know find out what happens and all that stuff because it was really good watching it. I don't want to spoil anything. And yeah.
I remembered something. Okay, so an anime that I was surprised that I would like was the time I got recognated as a slime. Because I was like totally, hey, that guy, look, that thing is cute. And I was like, I'm going to watch that. And then I ended up binge watching that whole series.
Yeah. I was trying to show you the anime, but you like you usually didn't care about it. And then one moment you're just like, okay, I'll decide to watch it. And then you just got hooked. I'm like, what the heck? You're like, last time I played it, you didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't have enough time to get hooked on it. So I was just like, I'll just push it back on the back burn that. And then I'll come back to it later. And then the whole... COVID-19 happened and I had free time so I could watch that. And I was like, gotta find a new anime. And I watched that sucker in like 3 days.
Yeah, she freaking binge watched that anime in like no tomorrow. I had to tell her off, like, no more watching it. Freaking watched all the episodes so quickly. I'm like, you can't do that. You have to like watch it,
space it out.
You gotta even it out. You can't watch it like a whole season in one day. That's like crazy talk.
Hey, I've done that before. It was that time, I think it was maybe a month ago. I was like, damn, you did that in like a day and a half. And I was like, whoa.
And finally, Food Wars is coming back. It's coming back. We're going to watch it. Airy-chan. I got her to watch it and she enjoyed watching Food Wars. It's the funniest thing because Food Wars is like, it's a weird anime because they cook food and then it looks so good, but they freaking fan service the heck out of like people eating it. Like women just like freaking just like the boobs and just orgasm all over the place.
Yeah, like there are moments where I'm watching this and I'm like, can kids even watch this?
I don't
like,
think this is a show for kids to be watching.
I'm like, I watch it. I come for the food because anime food looks delicious as it is. And then my brother's like, oh, and by the way, there are scenes where people are sort of getting naked. And I'm like, what?
What?
Wait, what? I thought this was about food.
Yes, it was and about food. And then we just make them get naked while eating the food.
And most of the time it's like old guys getting naked.
Oh, no, don't talk about the old guys.
And then there was like a scene where they're like eating and then, pow, they're in school uniforms. And you're just like, old guys in a school uniform. And he's like, muscly. And you're just like, why? My eyes hurt.
I thought that would be your favorite bit.
Oh, I was so scared. Hey, I'll flashback you. Remember that old lady?
Oh, no.
Where she, like, she's the dorm lady. Oh, yeah. And she eats his food and it flashbacks to her.
When she's starts... young. And then she's trying to kiss Yukihira. It's like, get off me, you old hag.
Terrible flashbacks. I'm scared now.
Yes. Any other animes you want to talk about?
Well, I kind of missed this one because it wasn't technically my first anime, but it was the one that got me to watch more animes.
Vampire Knight.
What? that's horrible stuff. Don't talk about that stuff. What I was going to say was it was the Fruit Basket series that got me into anime. And this is the old school Fruit Basket, not the new stuff that came out recently. So I loved that. And I loved that they brought it back with the voice actors and everything. And they made their eyeballs actually fit their face with the new series of Fruit Basket. And I was like so happy because I know anime is old and old school and the eyeballs are like huge anyway. But like it really annoyed me because like as an artist, when you stare at someone's face and their eyeballs don't match the proportions to their body.
Yeah, it doesn't match up or add up.
Oh, it's so painful. But like when they brought out this new series, I was like, oh my God, I could actually like this. And the my next life as a villain, like, because that came out and I was like really scared that from the manga, because that's what I read first, they were gonna make like when they transfer over, the manga doesn't look like the anime doesn't look like the manga at all.
Oh, the design and all that stuff.
Yeah, the design
and everything.
Yeah, they did so well because it actually looks exactly like the manga.
Yep.
And I was like so surprised and I was like, yes, they've got this down and I'm going to keep watching this.
Yes, some animes just like so the manga design compared to the anime is just like, it's not the same. It's like, it's horrible, yes. Like the design and the color, it doesn't add up. I'm like, why would you just ruin it? Like the manga was so good and then you just like cut corners when you're adapting the anime.
Oh, it always hurts my heart when I see something that doesn't match up or they could have done a lot better. Another one, which I made him watch when he was younger, but I don't think he remembers
this. I don't remember.
I made him watch Ouran Host Club because I was in high school when I started watching Ouran Host Club.
Ouran Host Club.
Ouran!
Ouran! Goodness, don't.
So I made him watch that when he was little, and that was by far one of my favorites because it was just full of silliness. And I actually met the
voice
actor.
I'm not sure. Is it the blonde guy?
Yeah, the lead blonde guy. Now I'm pushing boundaries because I can't
remember. Let's try to
remember
his name. So we have Haruhi, and then we have. I can't even remember the other people.
I know, it's so it's painful to remember
people's
names.
Let's play a guessing game. I'm trying to remember.
Haruhi.
Renge.
No, it's not Renge.
No, I'm trying to remember all their names. Renge. Kyoya.
Oh, I like Kyoya. Glasses guy. He was cool.
Honey Senpai.
Honey's the little kid.
Yes.
Mori is the older one. Well, he looks older.
Freaking.
I know his actual name. His name is like Victor, the voice actor. Yeah, I got to meet him. And I was like, totally, oh my God, he sounds exactly like him. Oh, man, it's really bad that I can't remember his actual name.
You know what's funny? When we saw, what's his name? The guy from the voice actor, the English voice actor for Sword Art Online. And, you know, he sounds like so many characters that we've heard. So the voice actor, what is his name? I'm trying to think of his name. Damn it!
We're having mental blanks at the moment.
I remember, dang it, I can't remember his name, but whatever his name is, he does the voice acting for...
Cat Noir. Yeah, that's all I could hear.
I could hear Cat Noir from Ladybug... What's the name?
Notorious Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir.
Yes, no, that's not an anime, but yes.
It's sort of.
I could hear that. I can hear his voice from Sword Art Online. I can hear his voice from Seven Deadly Sins, which was so annoying because I'm like, which one could I hear? I could hear all four at once.
The sad thing was, like, when he was doing, like, because he was in Sydney for... What was Anime
Mad Fest? Yes.
Mad Fest. And like, I went with just you and your friend. And I was like in the theater and I was just like listening and I'm like, I can't not hear Cat Noir because he was like the strongest voice coming out of him. And I was like, I can also hear the Seven Deadly Sins voice, but it was mostly Cat Noir. And I'm like, I can't unhear it. It's like, trying to block something out without actually trying. And I was like, I can't not hear Cat Noir. I'm like, Cat Noir!
Stop! And then we got to hear...
Mirio!
We saw Mirio's voice actor. The English dub version for Mirio was Rico. We can easily hear... remember Rico's voice because we're following Rico on Instagram. and we get to see all his awesome stories on Instagram. He's an awesome character and like his energy and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like,
he just pumps you up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's like the coolest kind of person. It's like you don't expect it from this, like what he looks like and all that stuff.
They did, what was that thing called? It was like a live chat sort of thing, and like they were doing like a quiz on who knows the most about My Hero, and he didn't win a lot because he couldn't remember a lot of stuff, but like the scenes from that, you just like, oh god, this show is so funny. So like we met him, and we also met the voice actor for Todoroki. He was so nice.
And he's like, he puts on that serious kind of vibe to me, what I saw.
Yeah, when we were talking to him, he was super nice, but like, he seems so business and formal.
He sounded like a serious kind of arrogant kind of person to me.
I was like, the other girls that were in front of me, because I went to go meet him, and so like, when I was waiting in line, like, the girls were just chatting away to him. And I was, like, nervous because this was my first time I was doing, like, a VIP signing sort of thing. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. He's so famous. Yeah. It was I got a picture with him and Mirio and all that stuff. It was, like, so, I don't know, you lose your words when you're with someone.
You lose your cool,
yeah,
man.
You're like, oh my god, this guy does this voice acting and all that stuff. Like, wow.
Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, it's like you lose your words. You're like, you want to say something nice and all that stuff.
You want to say something. You want to come off cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I want to sound all cool. Like, yeah, you're such a cool character. And it's like, what would sound cool? I don't know. What would you say to that character? It's like voice actor and all that stuff. And yeah,
you just get nervous.
Yeah, you're just like fanboy like crazy, or fangirl. Yeah.
Oh man, it was just like and then when you finish like getting your picture done, you're like, oh, well, bye.
Yeah, bye. Thanks.
It's like, thanks, bye. Oh. And I was so awkward.
Yeah, a bit awkward.
Yeah, it was like when I met Mirio. Oh, well, technically Rico.
Yes.
He was so nice, and I was like, hi, can we hold this manga book together, and then I'll pretend to be shocked, and you just keep reading, and like, the picture came out, and I was just laughing my head off going, wasn't really looking where I was pointing. So it looks like I was pointing at his face, which is sort of what I was aiming for, but it looked more like I was pointing at his nose than anything else. I was like, oh,
you screwed
God
up in the
damn
picture.
It.
It's not going on Instagram now.
Yeah, pretty much is what happened. I'm like,
nah, you can fix it. You can get a Photoshop.
I could Photoshop it, but...
Yeah, she's an expert with Photoshop.
But then I know the truth of a photo where I'm just like, I'm not a Kim Kardashian. But I would know.
Don't worry, I'll get my friend to do it then.
Oh, jeez. They're fun.
Yeah, we spent so much money at Madfest in Sydney. Oh, my goodness. It was such a good time, like meeting the voice actors and then buying all the
merch
and stuff. Oh. Done some damage to the wallet when we were there. But we bought some good stuff and, you know, it was a memorable time because of COVID-19.
We snuck in there before the COVID-19
shut down. Yeah, we snuck in before COVID-19 got retarded and screwed everyone over because COVID-19 has happened, all the Madfest and all that other stuff that was going to happen this year was cancelled. But Supernova is somehow still going to happen this year.
Yay!
And yeah, alright, is that everything you want to talk about? Or you want to talk about one more manga? Or...
I'm going to say I'm okay for now. I'm okay
for now.
You're
okay for now.
Yeah. I'm not on any drugs.
You don't need to say that.
I'm just okay.
Alright, thanks, Erich.
I was going to say, keep an eye out because the Slime Man is back. His series is back. Oh, well, his...
not a season, though. It's an OVA. How was it go? That time I got reincarnated as a slime. It's got a OVA.
How many episodes?
I don't know how many
episodes
you can get for an OVA. It could be anything.
It's got four at the moment, so... Yay! Yeah. Something to watch!
Yeah, she'll probably binge watch that. No, she has to milk that because, you know, you don't know how much you're going to get and you don't want to watch it all in one day.
Yeah, because my villain one just ended and I'm like, that was so fast.
Yes. And then Food Wars returns for season 5 after it got delayed.
Oh,
yeah! I can't wait to see Soma and Erina end up together. I want it to happen. I have not read the manga because I don't want to see it in
no
the
spoilers.
Anime. Yes. No spoilers. Nobody spoil it for me because I'll kick your ass. Yes. And I'm not sure if My Hero returns this year, but I think season 5 of My Hero is starting to record it. Like, the voice actors are starting to work on it right now. And season 5 is happening. I'm not sure what's happening in season 5. Do you know anything about it? We have all the mangas, but I don't want to spoil it because I just want to watch it in the anime form and then later on just, like, return to the manga, be like, oh, so that's what,
and read all the spoilers
that's what happens,
that are in
and
there.
And then, like, yeah, find out, like, these little hints that weren't in the anime.
He won't let me read them because he knows that if I know something, he'll ask me
that's going to happen. I know she's going to, like, read it and, like, I know what happens. And then I'm like, you bitch, you better not tell. And then she's going to start, like, blackmailing me. I'm going to tell you what happens if you don't do this for me. I'm like, screw you! I'm gonna just read it myself!
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yes.
And I'd be like, wash the dishes, man. Or I'm gonna say what's gonna happen next.
Like, you can't do this to me. That's not fair. That's not...
I'll be like giving him false leads and he'll be like, what? And I'll be like, yes, that's what happens. And then I'm like, just kidding. And he's like, you cow.
And then I watch the anime and then I'm like, you lied to me! And yeah, that's everything. Yes,
that is everything until next time.
Yes, until next time. Maybe you'll make another appearance when Base is not around. Yes,
I'm just here to fill in.
Yes, she is filling in for Base. That is Eri Chan, my little sister, my older sister, our special graphic designer who's designed the logo. And okay, so. Thank you for listening to the Fully Cultured podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Fully Cultured and on Twitter at Fully Cultured. And
oh, we forgot to bring up one more thing.
What was it?
So later on this year, I'll be designing a skateboard for you guys. And my brother was like, oh, we should figure this out before then, before I actually bring out the skateboard. So what my brother would like to know is who should be on the skateboard? Like, character-wise, pick whoever you like, and then my brother will set up, what is it called?
A poll.
Yes, a poll.
A poll system on Instagram.
Because everybody likes a poll, especially if you're not dancing on it.
A strip poll?
And so, and then everybody can vote what they would like on the skateboard. Just heads up, the skateboard will not actually be one that you can ride on. Just a decorated skateboard.
It'll be just like the wooden, is it frame or whatever it is? The deck, yes, the deck of the skateboard. Oh, she already did one skateboard. She did the Todoroki. She did a skateboard of Todoroki where, remember the episode where Deku is versing Todoroki and then he's half fire, half ice mode. That's like the best. Oh, what the heck? Oh, yeah,
Huh? When did I become a boy?
She designed Todoroki on the skateboard, and it looked pretty nice, and she also got it signed by the Todoroki guy, which was pretty epic.
Yeah, I was planning to get both of them, the Japanese version and the English version, but he couldn't come because of COVID-19.
Damn, COVID-19 screwed us over.
I was hoping to get them both signed, and yet I only got one. So,
yeah, that's always next time.
Always next time. Oh, well. Well, now, so that's on the board to... You can win it soon if you have enough people voting.
Yes, okay. Once it's all drawn up and all that stuff, we'll start a draw system and maybe one of you listeners could win whatever designed on the skateboard by yours truly, Eri Chan. The special artist we got here. All right. We'll cut it here and be like,
see you next
time. See you next time and stay cultured.